Signs that spending may be picking up.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. Numbers out today show Americans are opening their wallets a teeny bit more than we did over the summer. Marketplace's Eve Tro is here live to tell us more. Hi, Eve.
Hi.
So we're going to get a clearer picture of September spending tomorrow when the big retailers release their numbers. But there are hopeful signs today?
Yes, hope in the form of MasterCard. Well, specifically their Spending Pulse report. And that tracks card swipes as well as cash transactions. It shows people bought lots of school supplies, clothes for kids and teenagers, and small electronics last month. That makes sense for back-to-school season. Mm-hmm. Costco also reported a 10% increase in sales for September, and that helped them post a better-than-expected profit for the fourth quarter. So Costco, socks, calculators, we're mostly buying basics here, not luxuries. But economists are happy to see any signs of growth at all.
Yeah, I imagine. What about Santa suit sales? That's what's really making them smile, right?
Well, a bunch of economists in Santa suits would make me smile. Mm-hmm. But yes, investors and retailers are flipping the calendar ahead to November and December. And they hope the little bitty growth we're seeing right now will mean a stronger holiday shopping season. The National Retail Federation expects a boost of about 2% in holiday sales from last year. That doesn't sound like much, but it would make this the best holiday season since 2006. And stores could hire more people to work there as well.
Let's hope so. Marketplace's Eve Tro, thank you.
Thanks.
Microsoft has hopes as well. The company is opening its fifth and biggest retail store right across from the Apple store at the Mall of America in Minnesota. This is Microsoft's boldest attempt to compete with Apple, which has hundreds of stores around the world, not to mention a lot of products you can hold in your hand. Marketplace's Elisa Roth takes a look at Microsoft's year-old move into retail.
The Microsoft stores borrow heavily from the competition. Apple has a Genius Bar. Microsoft has the Answer Desk. The stores also have personal shoppers, glasses, and a clean, modern look, just like Apple.
I think they realize that the Apple Store is a great marketing tool for Apple products.
Matt Rozoff is an analyst with a company dedicated to tracking Microsoft.
Microsoft is not just about Windows and Office and email at work, that there are consumer products that are actually fun and interesting to play with.
Things like the Xbox. The stores also sell sleek laptops that run the latest Microsoft software, and soon, Microsoft's answer to the iPhone. Microsoft's latest foray into consumer products comes next week when it introduces its new mobile phone platform. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Let's do some numbers. A global stock rally continues today. Markets up 1% or more in Europe and Asia. Government action is the big thing, with Japan cutting interest rates yesterday and growing expectations that the U.S. Federal Reserve will make credit more available by buying assets and essentially printing money. On Wall Street yesterday, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ leapt more than 2%, and the Dow Industrials are at a five-month high after gaining 193 points and pushing 11,000. The actual close was 10,944.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, committed to customer service with the option to reach a human being at any time at 877-247-ALLY by pressing 0. By Constant Contact Email Marketing, providing small businesses and nonprofits with personal coaches to help them succeed. ConstantContact.com. And by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
New Jersey might pull the plug on an $8.7 billion commuter rail tunnel under the Hudson River. Governor Chris Christie is feeling the budgetary pressure. He says the tunnel is running over budget and he needs that money for roads. And unfortunately, that is a taste of what's to come for states around the country. From WNYC in New York, Andrea Bernstein reports.
It was a beautiful day in June 2009, and scores of officials and laborers gathered for a groundbreaking at a construction site near Hoboken, New Jersey.
To say I'm excited today would be an understatement.
That was the former New Jersey governor, John Corzine. He wanted to build a tunnel to double transit capacity from New Jersey to New York. He put up $2.7 billion. $3 billion would come from the federal government. Here's Federal Transit Administrator Peter Rogoff at that groundbreaking.
That $3.0 billion commitment will be the largest commitment made to any transit project anywhere in the United States by the U.S. Department of Transportation in the history of the U.S. Department of Transportation.
But Democratic Governor Corzine was replaced last November by Republican Chris Christie, a fiscal conservative. Last month, Christie stopped new construction on the project, citing what he feared would be a multi-billion dollar cost overrun.
And New Jersey's broke.
Christie's out campaigning for fellow Republicans in the Midwest this week. In Chicago yesterday, he said New Jersey can't afford to spend more.
And the federal government's made it clear that New Jersey will be on the hook for any cost overruns on the project.
Planners like Tom Wright, who've worked for decades on this project, say they're heartbroken by the prospect of its demise. Wright is the executive director of the Regional Plan Association. He says there are already 250,000 commuters a day from New Jersey to New York.
Without increasing the capacity in the transit system, that number just can't go up very much higher. There's just no more space on the roads and the bridges and the tunnels.
Governor Christie's official word on the future of the tunnel could come as early as today. In New York, I'm Andrea Bernstein for Marketplace.
And that story is part of a public radio project called Transportation Nation. You can see what New Jersey's tunnel might have looked like. It was going to be spiffy. Those photos are at marketplace.org. And finally, Frito-Lay has heard your loud complaints. Last year, the company introduced a biodegradable Sun Chips bag billed as 100% compostable. Problem was, it was noisy. Something about the molecular structure made the thing so loud. There's a popular Facebook group called Sorry, But I Can't Hear You Over This Sun Chips Bag. Why this is a problem anywhere but a dark movie theater, I honestly don't know, but the company is returning to the quieter, non-recyclable bags. Frito-Lay says it has not given up. Quote, we are on a journey with compostable packaging. You've been on a journey with the Marketplace Morning Report. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.